it's me again. Just thought I would do another boo tonight, just to talk about cougars. And the person that inspired this is I. Tom Flory. We were talking about cougars, and I asked him if he would do a boo of his own, talking about cougars, what he thought of them, had he been with any, that type of thing. So he did, and I thought, well, hey, I just need to do one myself. Since I call myself a cougar, and since I live the life of a cougar, I guess you could say. So basically, just to get started, the reason that I became a cougar, or how that happened, I should say, it was about 7 years ago. I had been separated from my ex-husband at that point for about a year, and was kind of lonely, and got online, and ended up in a chat room. That was, I think it was called something like Older Women for Younger Men or something like that. And so met this guy and talked to him, and he was 22 and I was 33. And long story short, it was awesome. It was my first experience with someone younger. And we ended up dating for about 3 years. So that worked out. For that time, it was great. Really awakened a lot of things in me that had pretty much died being in a shitty marriage, but we'll not talk about that now. But anyway, and then as far as just in general, I basically date when they're around 25, I guess, is the average, but I don't really put an age on it. I mean, they can be 30, they can be 33, 5, 35, it doesn't matter. I mean, But generally they're in their mid-20s to late-20s. And as far as the biggest age difference was a few years ago, we worked together, and he was 19, I was 38, so that was awesome. Some of the best sex I've ever had in my life, and I truly think it was just because of the whole mental thing of it, not necessarily physically, because, I mean, I think I've had better sex than that before, but just the idea of, oh my fucking God, this guy is half my age and I'm fucking him. So, that made it really great. So anyway, I'm about out of time, but I'm a cougar, and I guess I'll talk about some different stories later on when I have more time. But anyway, go follow I. Tom Flory. He's awesome, and you should listen to his booze. Bye-bye.